When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I am so excited to be here today. I hope you're having a really good day and a good week. And if you're not, I hope this episode gives you some light and some food for thought to take with you on your day and on your week ahead. And on today's solo episode, we're going to talk about overthinking. For all of my overthinking queens out there, we know how debilitating and stressful it can feel to be caught up in your own head and just lost in your thoughts. And so today we're going to talk about the experience of overthinking and how I've personally navigated it in my inner growth journey, and also just some tips to reduce your overthinking. So that's the topic for today. And I wanted to just take a moment to thank you guys for being such an awesome community. And if you have listened to the podcast before, even if it's just a few episodes, and you feel like it has made an impact in your life in any way, I would so appreciate if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or if you subscribed on YouTube, because that it would just be such a cool way for you to support the show, and it would just mean the world to me. So thank you in advance for that, for being a supportive baddie and taking a moment to give back to inner growth. And with all of that said, let's dive in, let's get growing, and I'll see you on the other side. Okay, so let's talk about overthinking. I found this little post on Pinterest, and it just says, "By overthinking, we often create problems that aren't even there." And that is literally the simplest truth there is about overthinking. When we overthink, we're just constantly overanalyzing situations. It can be overanalyzing the past or overanalyzing the future, trying to control exactly how something is going to happen, or getting caught up in judgment loops and thinking we did something wrong or said something wrong and getting caught up in that inner critic. Or we're just like overanalyzing something someone said to us or something that happened and then thinking that there's some problem there, but maybe there actually isn't one and you're just making it up. And I was talking to a friend earlier today about overthinking, and the first thing that I said was, you cannot believe every thought that you have. There's a lot of thoughts that we have that just aren't true, whether we're making a problem out of a situation when there's actually no problem at all in that situation, or we're overanalyzing what we said and how we acted, or what someone said to us, or we're overthinking about the future. Like, sometimes we have certain fears and certain doubts and certain judgments that aren't even true. So you have to be able to realize that you are not your thoughts. And I remember when I first read the book, The Power of Now, which was when I first had like my spiritual awakening and like everything kind of shifted for me in 2020. I remember this was something that I really took away from the book. It's just the fact that you can observe your thoughts, and that in itself proves that you are not your thoughts. And you have to be really careful to not let your thoughts run you. You have to realize that you have power over your mindset, and you therefore should not believe every single thought that you have. Another thing that's also important to remember is that our mind can be our greatest enemy or our biggest asset. How we think about things and how we use our brain matters, and we can let ourselves get caught up in overthinking and get caught up in overanalyzing and go down this ruminating pattern, or we can take a step back and call our power back when we start to notice that we are falling back to that pattern. So that's also so important. And you have a choice, and you have that power to choose to either let your brain be your enemy or be your asset. But that takes some practice, right? Because if you're someone who naturally is an overthinker, stopping that pattern is kind of hard, right? And this is something I've worked on throughout my inner growth journey and throughout my life, because I am someone who often runs on overdrive. I sometimes overcommit, and that has been definitely a pattern that I've had to just unlearn a little bit and start saying yes to things that are like hell yeses and saying no to things that aren't, and being mindful of my battery and how much I have to give so that I don't burn myself out. And when I find myself overcommitted, that's when my overthinking is the worst. First of all, I've also noticed that my overthinking is worst when I am overstimulated. And this can come from overcaffeination, like drinking too much matcha and coffee, but mostly from scrolling too much on my phone. And there are some days that I catch myself and I'm like walking on the street, blasting music. And then while I'm cooking, I'm listening to a podcast. While I'm eating, I'm watching a YouTube video. I have my phone right next to me while I'm working, and then I'm constantly picking it up to scroll. And when I'm in the bathroom, I'm scrolling. And when I'm walking around, I'm scrolling in my house. And it's just a never-ending mental stimulation. And I actually caught myself doing this week, and I had to stop myself and be like, no, you know what? I'm going to put some phone boundaries. Like, I'm going to put my phone away because I need to actually get work done. I need to actually focus. And when I'm constantly getting pulled by my phone and just – and when I'm constantly getting pulled in different directions through my phone, it's really hard for me to focus. And that's when I find that I'm never getting the dopamine hit of actually finishing a task, because I'm constantly starting new tasks and constantly shifting my focus and my attention. And naturally, that creates a lot of overthinking, because I'm not only overcommitting, but then I'm also overstimulating myself. Then I have so much running through my brain. So it's definitely worth it to stop and just take a moment to reflect on how much are you actually stimulating your brain? Like, how much content are you consuming, whether it's music, podcasts, social media, TV, YouTube? Like, just take stock of that and choose to be more mindful in your consumption of those pieces of content. I love all of those things, but I don't think that multitasking is the best way to engage with it. I like cooking while listening to a podcast, for example, and I think that's pretty good. And walking with music, sometimes, yes, or with a podcast, but not always. Like, sometimes I love cooking without anything, like without music, just in silence. And I feel so much more present when I do that. And so you just have to pick and choose the moments that you want to do those things and try not to do them all of the time, because I think that would really help reduce your overthinking, just because you're not going to be stimulating your brain so much. And the same thing applies to trying to separate yourself from your phone first thing in the morning and right before you go to sleep. And you don't have to do this perfectly or even every single day, but the closer you can get to that, the better. I've had moments where I was like really, really on top of this, and I've had moments where I was not on top of it at all. And I feel like I have a pretty good balance nowadays, where before I go to bed, I usually try to just put my phone away, make myself some tea, and then like I'll watch some TV with Pedro, or I'll read in bed, and like my phone has been put away and is charging in the living room until the next day. And in the morning, sometimes I find myself going to the charger and picking up the phone first thing, but recently I've been really trying to not do that and wait until I've had a moment in the bathroom to like wash my face and brush my teeth and gua sha and like had a little bit of water in my supplements, and then I can grab my phone. And I've even been trying to go a step further, and I usually do my workouts in my home gym from my computer, so I don't even have to take my phone with me to the gym. So I've been trying to leave it at home and only really pick it up after I'm back from the gym. And it's just like trying these little things out, figure out what's reasonable and realistic for you, and just try that. And then the other thing is realizing too that we often overthink when we're trying to control the future. And so overthinking as a pattern is really tied to this kind of toxic masculine energy when you're trying to over control people or situations or predict the future and control how things are going to go and how people are going to respond. And even sometimes when you're just like kind of counting your to-do list in your head while you're doing something else, like sometimes I'll be like brushing my teeth and or like in my workout, and I'm like, okay, I have to go home and I have to do this, and then I have to edit this, then I have to submit this, then I have to do this. And I'm like kind of creating this to-do list in my head that sometimes is actually pretty unrealistic. Like, I actually won't be able to do all those things. And it's also taking me away from the moment, because I'm not actually focused in my workout. I'm elsewhere in my head overthinking about all the things that I have to do today instead of actually letting myself enjoy the moment that I'm in. So overthinking is like the opposite of presence, right? Because you're not actually there mentally, you're somewhere else. And so it's just important to realize that you overthinking about all the things you have to do while you're like walking or working out or doing something else is not going to solve the problem. Like, it's actually not going to help you get it done. What will help you get it done is writing it down, revisiting that list later on, and then crossing off one thing at a time. And you're probably not going to be able to cross everything off all in one day. But crossing off a couple of things in one day is enough. And then you can tell yourself that you did enough that day and then revisit the list the next day. And that is how you cultivate presence little by little by little. It's not by trying to do everything at once or by trying to control. The things that you can actually control is your effort and your attitude. You can control, are you showing up or not? And you also can control the attitude that you have as you're doing those things. Are you doing them with presence? Are you doing them and feeling proud of yourself? Are you having a positive attitude? Are you feeling excited about the tasks that you're doing? What is your attitude about life? How are you thinking about the things you have to do? That is something you can control, but you cannot try to get them done by just overthinking about them. Like, that's actually only going to create stress. Like, literally, that's the only thing that overthinking gives you. It's stress and anxiety. And I think most people who are overthinkers know this, but it's just hard to stop the thinking, right? And so I think the things that help the most is just these mindset shifts, is just being like, okay, overthinking about this isn't actually going to get it done. And also remembering that rest is productive, and taking a step back from your phone and taking a step back from your to-do list is really important to counterbalance overthinking. Because if you're constantly running on overdrive and you're constantly in that kind of like masculine energy and you're never sinking in to rest, you're constantly going to overthink. So realizing that in resting and in adding in those moments of nourishment and calm and putting your phone away and embracing silence and getting sleep, things like that, over time, it's going to help you feel more present, and it's going to reduce your overthinking as kind of like a bonus result. Also, realizing that like if you have a lot of thoughts, just write them down. Like, use your notes app on your phone to your advantage. Write them down on your notes app and then revisit them later. If you also are overthinking about like some emotion, or it's more like an emotional overthinking, if you're overthinking something you said in the past or a situation and you're just getting caught up in this reliving of the past in your head, journal about it, but also practice forgiveness of yourself and of other people. Forgive yourself for not showing up perfectly. Forgive other people for also being imperfect, because we're all humans, and a situation in the past literally is gone. Like, it's out of your control. So again, all that you can focus on and control is your effort and your attitude. You can control how you choose to think about it. If you choose to forgive yourself for something you said or some way that you think you acted that wasn't ideal, it's okay. What did you learn from it? Take that lesson and move on. I think journaling, writing down your to-do lists and like writing down your thoughts and trying your best to be mindful of your overstimulation are three really powerful tools for reducing overthinking. And again, just realizing that when we're living up here, right, we're ungrounded. When we're living in our head, I'm like, if you're not seeing the video, you can't see this, but I'm like waving my hands over my head. Like, when you're living in your brain, when you're living in your head, you're actually not in your body. And so connecting with your body and grounding yourself can be a really powerful way to get yourself more present and to reduce overthinking. Balancing out that airiness, though, that, you know, constant rumination of thoughts with rest, with sleep, with regular meals, with water, with movement, with grounding practices like breath work or like putting your feet on the ground or just deep breathing. All of those things can help you get more in tune with your body and in turn reduce the focus of your energy just in your head. So yeah, and again, just realize that when we fall to overthinking and we're not fully there, we're not present in the moment. And do you want to make memories? Like, I want to make memories, and I just want to learn how to be more present, because that way you can kind of create these full mental pictures and you can really engage your five senses and you can really take that moment in. And I also think that overthinking sometimes can just come from your inner critic, right? It can come from self-judgment. And the more that you work on self-love and accepting yourself and letting go of the past and embracing your imperfections and embracing your humanness, the more that you do that, the more that you're going to be able to notice those ruminating thoughts and that overthinking pattern, the more you're going to be able to realize that those ruminating thoughts and that overthinking is actually just your inner critic. It is not you, and you can choose to reinforce the version of yourself that you want to be instead. You can reinforce your higher self's voice. You can reinforce the new thoughts you want to have, the empowering thoughts, the self-accepting thoughts, because that is going to take you further than your overthinking. That is going to create less problems in your life than your overthinking. So when you realize that you're constantly thinking about the same things. Like, for example, you're journaling about them and you realize, oh my God, I'm journaling about the same things every single time. You will start to realize what are those funky, kind of like not so nice thoughts that you have, and how can you transform them into new beliefs? And then how can you take it a step further and reinforce those new beliefs with action, right? Let's say you constantly overthink about what you ate and you're constantly judging yourself for the things that you ate. Does your higher self act that way? Like, reflect on that. My higher self doesn't. My higher self knows that she deserves to eat and she deserves to nourish herself and she deserves to live life with balance. She deserves to enjoy home-cooked and nourishing meals, but also enjoy fun times out at restaurants and at bars and with friends, trying new foods, trying new places to eat. She deserves both of those things. And so she doesn't overthink about them. She is present in the moment and she just nourishes her body. Oh, it's so cool. Like, if you're watching the recording, you can see the light is like starting to pour in. So I feel like this is an important moment. Remember your higher self and notice the ruminating thoughts and ask yourself, are these thoughts of my higher self or are these thoughts of my inner critic? And if they're thoughts of your inner critic, you need to choose a new thought and reinforce it. So for example, if I catch myself overthinking about something that I ate, I tell myself, that is my inner critic. That is not me. I deserve to eat. I'm fine. And I'm going to then go and reinforce this new belief system by feeding myself, making myself a nourishing breakfast, and going on with my life. If I'm overthinking about something that I said or a situation that sucked, I always try to take a step back, embrace the suck for a bit, but then also ask myself, what did the situation teach me? What did I take away from this? And how can I apply this lesson in the future to be a better person and to be more forgiving and more kind? Take the lesson and move on. Because when you are able to just stop getting caught up in the emotion and stop getting caught up in the overthinking and instead just look at the past as a teacher, the past has less control over your brain. And the past has less control over the ruminating thoughts and the overthinking. So I feel like that's everything I wanted to talk about overthinking. I would love to hear your opinions on this episode in the comments of the YouTube video or in the Spotify Q&A portion. If you guys have any questions about overthinking or any comments, definitely leave them on there. And if this episode helped you and you think it would help someone else, it would mean the world to me if you sent it to them and spread the inner growth magic with your loved ones. So yeah, don't forget that all of this is part of growth. You are growing right now from listening to this episode, from taking one thing away from today's conversation, that you are growing, and one day you're going to look back on this moment and you're going to realize how much you were growing. Also, your overthinking, if you're someone who has struggled with it, is helping you grow because it's teaching you something. So ask yourself, what is that lesson? So yes, I love you guys so much, and I will see you next week with another episode.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.